I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Finally, the removal of chemical weapons materials from Syria has begun. The first batch of chemicals left the Syrian port of Latakia on board a Danish ship yesterday. But that was just the start of the mission, which is being run jointly by the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW. The BBC's Anna Holligan is monitoring from Cyprus.
This is a numbers game, and we have had the confirmation from the OPCW and the UN that the first consignment of these chemical agents have been removed from Syrian territory. And they are celebrating this as encouraging news, but urging the Syrian government to continue the momentum. But if we look at the numbers, this is what is significant. So we understand it through a source close to the operation to be 16 tons, and that's out of 630 tons, which were meant to be removed from Syria by the 31st of December. So we're talking about a really small amount. And unless more of these containers start arriving at the port of Latakia to be taken away for destruction in the coming days or possibly weeks, then such a small amount, so few containers, 9 containers we're talking about here, will be seen by many as largely symbolic and not a reflection of a process that is going to end anytime soon.
So why is this operation behind schedule?
It's been fraught with difficulties since the start of this most complicated part of the whole plan. So the easy part, as it were, was getting President Assad to sign up to the Chemical Weapons Convention. The problems that they're encountering now is transporting the containers to the port in Latakia. It's the first time the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has ever tried to do anything like this inside a country that's still engaged in a civil conflict. So there have been problems, inherent problems that you might expect with such operation. The OPCW talked about constantly changing front lines. And there have even been things like bureaucracy, getting the international equipment to the places it was meant to be in time. And even the weather, bad weather, has forced some of the roads in the area to close.
I mean, it's just kind of shocking to hear you say the easy part was getting Assad to sign the Chemical Weapons Convention. And now 614 tons of chemical weapons to go. So this is the first shipment. Now what happens to this stuff?
Well, this first shipment was put on board the Danish cargo vessel taken out of Syrian territorial waters. So that cargo vessel is now in international waters waiting for more containers to arrive at the port. And when it eventually, if it eventually happens that the 630 tons of mustard gas and the precursors or ingredients for sarin and VX nerve agents are delivered to the cargo vessels, they will then transport these chemicals to a port in Italy, which hasn't been publicly named. And there they will be transloaded to the US naval vessel, the Cape Ray. And on board the Cape Ray, they've created this specially modified titanium tank where the neutralization process will take place.
What is the mood like on the ship where the troops are that are tasked with dismantling these chemical weapons?
We spent more than a week living on board the Norwegian warship, so we got to know the mood and we witnessed their training sessions. So every day was a kind of process of preparation. Although they weren't going into this as a combat operation going into Syria, they were there to provide a protective presence. They were aware of the potential danger involved. So they would say, we expect nothing, but we're prepared for everything.
The BBC's Anna Holligan, thank you so much.
Thank you.